I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The next time you buy something made of wood, think about where that wood comes from, and even think about what the environmental cost of it might be. Now, most wood products you buy come from China. Well, more than a quarter of that wood was illegally logged. The good news is that legislation and consumer awareness have cut imports of illegally sourced timber by almost a third. The bad news is that all the illegal logs still cut every year, laid end to end, would stretch around the earth 10 times. The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports.
A saw slices through a log of tropical hardwood in a backyard sawmill near the port of Zhangjiagang. The city has long been an entry point for tropical hardwood to feed China's hungry timber processing industry. Many of the logs come from Papua New Guinea, which is almost certainly a problem, says Elon of Greenpeace China.
In Papua New Guinea, because the land belongs to the indigenous people, that makes 90% of their timber illegal.
In fact, illegal logs flow into China from all over the world. For instance, China gets about half its timber from Russia, and Elon says almost half of that is cut illegally. In this video from Russia's Far East, a ranger goes after an illegal logger with a chainsaw. It was shot by a correspondent for the New Yorker magazine, working with a group called the Environmental Investigation Agency. In an undercover video by the same group, Chinese timber agents say they have to pay off the Russian mafia to get their wood. In fact, a recent report by the British think tank Chatham House says China imports more illegally cut timber than any other country in the world. Sam Lawson, the report's chief researcher, says much of that wood is turned into products that find their way into the United States.
It is challenging because two-thirds of its processed wood products come from China, and the more complex the supply chain is, the more difficult it is for a good importer or a good retailer in the U.S. to find the legal wood. And it's also more difficult for the enforcers in the U.S. to prove that something's illegal wood.
Greenpeace China says it has found endangered tropical hardwood in flooring, furniture, veneer, even tissue paper. But Zhu Guangqiang, president of China's Timber and Wood Products Processing Association, says that's not always the manufacturer's fault. Zhu says, we ask our providers to give us legally logged timber, and if the paperwork says it's legal, we have no way to know it's not. China can't do this monitoring alone. Perhaps not, but Chatham House's Sam Lawson says China can do more. Illegal timber imports into China have dropped since their peak in 2004, but Lawson says that's largely because of increased vigilance by Indonesia. Before that, he says, Indonesian loggers and Chinese middlemen were running a billion-dollar annual trade in illegal wood, which an earlier investigation by Lawson uncovered.
Because Indonesia has a log export ban, those logs are being, many of them, labeled Malaysian. Now, it would have been a relatively simple matter for the Chinese authorities to check with the Malaysian authorities as to whether or not that log had genuinely been exported from Malaysia.
The Chinese authorities didn't check. Lawson says they didn't even stop a ship when the Indonesian government alerted them that it was carrying falsely documented timber. He says the Chinese government has in the past seemed more interested in supporting the wood products industry than in cracking down on the illegal timber trade. It's been more strict, he says, when it comes to enforcing the 12-year-old ban on logging within China, which was imposed to protect the country's own forests. Chinese government officials declined requests for interviews for this story. One spokesman said it was too sensitive. But the issue is not going away. The U.S. banned the import of illegally sourced wood products in 2008, and similar legislation just passed this summer in the European Union. Together, these markets buy almost half of China's wood products, and Lawson says pressure is increasing from Western retailers as well.
Companies like Walmart in the U.S. who have been exposed as using illegally sourced wood in wood products that they've purchased from China and other countries in Asia in the past have increasingly started demanding greater clarity of their supply chains, and that's having an influence.
All that adds up to a big incentive for Chinese wood processors to do the right thing. Industry spokesman Zhu says his members want to comply. He says, we will be very supportive. China is strongly against the import of illegally logged wood. If that's true, Chatham House's Sam Lawson says there are two key steps the Chinese government should take. Require that all government projects use only certifiably legal wood, and explicitly ban the import of illegal timber.
You need to put in place a prohibition on illegally sourced timber so that you have the legislative basis to take action against imports of illegally sourced timber.
For now, the Chinese government is considering a certification process for imported wood, along with other options. Industry Association President Zhu says his members may also look to increase sales to domestic Chinese customers and other less environmentally demanding markets. But Zhu says the U.S. and European markets remain too big to ignore. And with their new legislation to ban illegal timber, the heat is on for Chinese industry to clean up its supply chain. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Beijing.